Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello Buglers, more festive highlights from Top Stories today. This is Bugle issue 138's Christmas special from the year 2010.
Top story this week, a Christmas bugle! Andy, the holiday season is upon us. Hanukkah has already been and gone, with the Jews arguably mistiming it a bit this year.
Sorry, thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, Christmas, it's next year Andy, you'll get it next year. Christmas is on the horizon like a flying reindeer in the distance of a meth addict's mind. And the Bugle is going to take a two-week holiday break. Andy is going to be hibernating for 14 days in a box stuffed with newspaper. I'm going to be in a hyperbaric chamber with Chad Ochocinco so that we can both come out stronger and faster than ever in 2011. We're both hoping Santa will bring us some more explosive pace this year. And so that we can just have some quality time together without all the distractions of the modern world. Stop tweeting, Chad. We're having dinner.
Is he in your fantasy team?
He's not. No. He was not. Last year, but I recognised that he was going to have a rough year this year, and I was correct.
All right, not a clash of personalities, that's what I heard.
No. So let's all just sit back, pick up a glass of eggnog, put that glass of eggnog down the sink because it's disgusting... and enjoy some Christmas stories from around the world. Christmas has become a holiday that all religions can enjoy, but it's important to remember what this is really about at heart. And I think I'll realise that Abu Dhabi has really captured the reason for the season, Andy, when it was revealed this week that a hotel there has on display a jewel-encrusted Christmas tree worth over $11 million. When you think about it, that's what Christmas is all about, Andy. Celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ by erecting a 43-foot bejeweled Christmas tree in the middle of a Muslim country. They nailed it.
It's what he would have wanted. Don't use that word, John. It's Christmas, not Easter. Now, apparently, the split in costs was $10,000 went on the tree. Now, that is already an expensive tree,
right.
John. A $10,000
yeah,
tree.
I
hope it's wireless for that price.
Yeah.
It should be touchscreen, I think, for $10,000, and yeah. Bluetooth as well. Otherwise, it's just a flashy bit of wood. Mm-hmm. And then the remaining almost over $11 million on tree bling. I mean, you know, a market's a market. Someone was bound to open it up sooner or later.
Yeah.
You know, why should you?
Low demand, Andy.
You can already get pet jewellery.
Let the system work.
And, why not trees? That's the obvious next step. Abu Dhabi, of course, is not strictly speaking, as you mentioned, or not strictly speaking a Christian country, but to be fair, they know which side their bread is buttered.
Yes.
And how many Christian countries are doing the buttering, scoffing and asking for more bread with extra butter this time.
Yeah.
And also, since when, John, was being Christian a requisite for spending $11 million on a Christmas tree?
Fact.
If it is a prerequisite for that, then I have got some explaining to do to my already angry wife. Come on, pet. We can easily pay off the $10.999 million loan I took out after Christmas. Can't you just be happy for my tree for once? What is money anyway apart from a state of mind? Don't answer that, cupcake. What is it that Jesus always used to say about money? Correct. You can't take it with you, so why not splash out $11 million on a f***ing tree? Yes, I have been defacing your Bible again. No, not the poison-tipped javelin again. I want a divorce. We're going to patch it up in Rome.
A little vignette. That's right, that's what Rome's all about, Andy. It's It's all about papering over the cracks of relationships. Always has been. The tree is adorned with bracelets, necklaces, and watches that contain 181 diamonds, pearls, emeralds, sapphires, and other precious stones. What could be more appropriate in this season of goodwill to all men, Andy, and in the middle of the biggest global recession in recent memory? It's essentially a 43-foot f*** you to the poorest countries in the world. You've got to hand it to the United Arab Emirates. 2010 has been a vintage year for stupid buildings there. But rather than sitting back and understandably basking in a job well done, they've managed to take it that extra mile by just standing back for a moment, looking at their gigantic creation, and suddenly realising, do you know what this stupid building could do with a stupid tree inside it? And lo, Andy, the developing world was sore afraid.
But so I guess one positive thing to come out of this is that yeah, I've always thought it must be very difficult to be an ambitious tree, wanting to be rich or famous or, notorious in any way, but constrained by being rather geographically restricted. But this shows that there is some hope. This Abu Dhabian celebratory has opened doors for his species, John. Instead of being made into a door, he has opened those doors. He's raised the bar instead of being sliced into panelling to help construct a bar. He wants to earn it, yeah, not become furniture.
Oh.
He's revelling in it, not
no.
Beveling, but being cut in anyway. He toasts your good health. He doesn't get made into posts or a wood shelf. Oh. He's made a mint. Eh? He's not made a splinter. He'll impress broads. Not be made into chess boards. He's a conifer with lots of monifer spending on stuff.
That's not bad.
Okay, it's plain you're not enjoying this. Oh. Holy shit. Elle move on. It's Christmas, John.
Yeah, it's Christmas, exactly. That would be my point, Andy, that the fact is Christmas would be the key reason to not do what you just did. Yeah.
But that's what Joseph did when Mary was in initial stages of labour, waiting to be dilated enough for the archangels to come and help her out, or whatever happened. Just a load of puns. Just relax.
Really?
Gets the release of the hormones, the pain suppressing hormones.
Andy,
what, mate?
As a Jew, could you not be any more offensive about this most holy of holidays? Short of just cradling a hammer in your arms, stroking it, saying, shh, hammer, shh, your time will come. Apparently, the hotel in UAE is still waiting to hear back from the Guinness Book of Records as to whether it's the most expensive Christmas tree of all time. And I think that the Guinness Book of Records may just have assumed that everyone presumed that it was the biggest and didn't bother getting back to them. Do we really need to rule on this? Because when you look at the facts, it's a f***ing $11 million Christmas tree. Do we really need to make this official? Does anyone think that their tree at home is worth more than that? Yeah, didn't think so. Please, someone, just tell Abu Dhabi to stop bothering us. Let's just assume everything they do is a world record until we tell you otherwise. In other Christmas news, in Oklahoma, thousands of dollars worth of donated gifts and toys for children that were being stored in a charity warehouse have been ruined after all being sprayed by a skunk. Andy, there's only one way of putting this. There's only one conclusion. That is that skunk is an arsehole. To have sprayed all of those thousands of toys must have taken that skunk a long time. And also taken a lot out of him, too. I bet he was light-headed towards the end, desperately trying to squeeze out a final burst of noxious-smelling gas to spray into a child's doll's face. That skunk is psychotic. Such a soft target. You don't see skunks this year breaking into Goldman Sachs and spraying all their computers and fine Italian winter coats, do you? Because that would be a worthy target. Instead, yet again, skunks pick on the weakest, poorest members of society. If they find this criminal skunk, I think all the children that were going to get those gifts should be allowed to gather around and take a dump on that skunk, Andy. Teach the kids and the skunk a lesson about not being a douchebag.
For bite a bit.
Yes.
I think this is you being cynical, John. I think it was a brave and heartfelt plea against the commercialism of modern childhood.
Maybe that's it.
Yep.
Maybe it was a basically fundamentalist saying, Christian skunk.
This whole social attitude stinks. That was his very physical piece of satire.
Right, let's remember what this holiday's all about.
Yep.
And, you know, if you're going to enjoy that train set now, you'll be enjoying it at a price.
Yeah. Why not? Surely this is just teaching children
right. That
them having affordable, high-quality toys comes at a price elsewhere in the world.
Thank you for listening. Go to thebuglepodcast.com and discover the entire back catalogue of this show and much else besides.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.